audios, go to www.wordchurch.biz. That's B-I-Z.
Lord, I thank you so much for you send the Holy Spirit to us to tell us the things and to provide everything for us and for us to know you are with us always. And let us be thankful, sing psalms, hymnals, and encourage each other to walk closer to you. Lord, we thank you for you are in the midst. And let us use our life examples to show other people the goodness of God and win them to Jesus. And let people know through Jesus Christ we will have life abundantly. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Well, these days I pray a lot. And sometimes Lord will use different books or articles in the newspaper or magazine to confirming the things I prayed. And you know, as Marcus Aurelius said, a man's life is what his thoughts made of it. Happiness and effectiveness depend upon the kind of thoughts we think. And, you know, we'll read a lot of Norman Vincent Peale's positive thinking and Joyce Meyer's about how to overcome. And Brother Hagin's, you know, the prosperity and how God provided everything we need. And about the faith. And I say this a lot. My husband made a good example, set a good example for me every morning before he get up, he read Bible and pray. Every night before he sleep, he will read the Bible and pray. And our kids will require them to read the Bible every day. And we have several Bibles in the car, and some small, some big, and small ones easy for traveling, and big ones easy to read. And it is important to let the Word of God in front of you. And it's important to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the things you read. And as the Bible says, let's turn to Acts chapter 1, let's start 6. So when they have come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times and periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. In here, Jesus talk about we will receive the Holy Spirit, and this is also show the importance of receiving the Holy Spirit, because sometimes we want to know what will happen tomorrow, but the fact is we don't know everything will happen tomorrow, and because of this, a lot of people, they live in fear. They afraid this might happen, afraid that might happen. And some people, all their life, they go to church every Sunday morning. They go to church every Wednesday night. But you look at their life, the fruit of it, you are wondering, when they go to church, Are they really listen to what's pastor talk, the message? When they read the Bible, are they really ask the Holy Spirit to show the things they read in the Bible? It is important about our thought. It is important how to show unsaved one about our life. Yesterday I was in the ballpark, and between the game, we are waiting on, we're sitting there, sit around and waiting on all teams' game start. So I was sitting there, and the two ladies, they are talking to each other. And normally I will bring the book with me to the park, but yesterday I didn't. The field is far away from the gate, and so I don't want to go back to the car. It's only 1 hour, 1 hour 10 minutes in between the game, so I don't want to spend a long time to walk all the way to the parking lot to get the book, then walk all the way back. So I just sit on there and beside the two ladies, they from another town, and they talk about their life. And normally I don't care about what the people talk, you know, I take in my own stuff. But yesterday I just felt the Lord wanted me to listen to their conversation. And when I listened to their conversation, I just felt I wanted to tell them, talk to them about, you know, what things you should be concentrated. And I just felt the Holy Spirit said, no, do not talk to them, because they are not ready to receive from you yet. And they talk about their life, how miserable, how their husband treated them badly, and how just the life didn't go their way. And because the Holy Spirit gave me a hunch, just do not talk to them, because they are not ready to receive from you. So instead I talk with them. I prayed for them. It is important to listen to the Holy Spirit. You know, I have three kids, and sometimes I know it's time for me to talk to them, and sometimes it's the best is for me to pray for them, to pray for Holy Spirit reveal to them. If we read the newspaper or talk to other people, we will see how many good Christians, good parents, they have good intention for their kids. They have good intention for other people. But that everything they do, they push people further from the Lord. They push people further to the ditch. Sometimes we are too much let this war thinking in our life, and we think of it ought to be this, ought to be that. But the Lord knows the best for you, because my daughter plays softball, and I had lots of chance to talk to teammates and teammates' parents, and some other people from other states. And sometimes the Lord just have an appointment. Yesterday, I also had a chance to talk to one guy. He has five children. And after talk, I just praise God, you know. So many parents, they try everything. They sacrifice, try everything to help their kids to be successful in this life. I have a father who talked to me. You know, they are not very rich. And but they try to save every penny to put their kids to private school. And he said when he was young and, you know, he does play sports and, you know, just learned a lot of, did a lot of what he called stupid things. And he said, I just don't want my kids in a bad influence. And I want them to be around good kids, good people, have good education. And he said, I don't want my kids to make the same mistake which I made. And he encouraged his kids to volunteer at school and volunteer at the sports place and to be useful and to be kind to each other. And he really liked our team because all girls, they get along very well and they have fun. When they play hard. And after the play, you know, like yesterday, we have tailgates. We have, you know, we eat together. And the last time after the game, we will go to a restaurant to eat. Kids chat, parents chat. And sometimes during the eating, we learn a lot of other things about the school, about what's going on in this world. And after talk, the Lord will show us what to pray. Our life is not our own. God wants us to be a laborer. God wants us to go to end the earth to preach the good news, to set captive free, to heal the sick, to bring people to accept Jesus Christ, so they will have life abundantly. And Lord wants us to use our life as a testimony of the goodness of God. You know, I also tell people I'm very blessed. I have a great loving family, and our kids are wonderful, and we help each other. And, you know, we talk about, yesterday I talked to my mother-in-law, I said, oh, I said, normally two dogs come out, will go to under the tree. I said, today they go to the other side. I said, what are you doing? And Lee and Jenna, they quickly just run to the home. It's, I mean, animals, the Lord give us animals to give us comfort, companion. And, you know, we live in the country, and we play sports, so normally by the time we go home, it's already, you know, late. But so we don't have the dogs of our own, but our neighbors, they have about sometimes they have 10 dogs, and the other side of the neighbors, they have two dogs. And when we come, when we drive into the driveway, these dogs will come. And we will buy dog bones from farmer's store, and every time they come, we will feed them the dog treats. And they let us patting them, and just give us so much joy. And we are laughing about the last week had a big rain, and the dogs play in the mud, and they're all dirty. And then yesterday, they're all clean. We have one, our neighbor has one dog, so has a white color and a brownish color. And the white color is always so white. So my husband said, that dog is, you know, getting so dirty, and I don't know when they will be clean. Next day, that dog showed up. The white color is so white and so clean. And And they bring so much joy to us. What do you think daily? Are you keep your thoughts on positive thinking? Think this is the day that the Lord has made, rejoice and be glad? Or you think about, whatever, you know? I have a paper on the refrigerator, and I talk to my kids a lot. I said to them, if you try, you have chance to win. If you don't try, you already lost completely. And it's important to know in our life, doesn't matter what's your age, you're 80, 90, or you are 10, 20, you need to have the courage to walk underwater. If you walk underwater, maybe once in a while you'll sink a little bit. But if you determined walk underwater, signs and wonders will show. I want to close in Colossians 2. Let's start one. I like this. For I want you to know how much I am struggling for you and for those in Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face. I want their hearts to be encouraged and united in love so that they may have all the riches of assurance, understanding, and have the knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ Himself, in whom are hidden all the treasuries of wisdom and knowledge. I am saying this so that no one may deceive you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, and I rejoice to see you. See your moral and the firmness of your faith in Christ. One thing the Lord wants me to do is to pray for people. And especially these days, I just felt the Lord wanted me to spend more time alone, set apart, do less. A lot of people say less is more. Do one thing. Do it good. Sometimes we are busy for doing all kinds of stuff and we spread our energy so thin and no one is really in deep. I use this again. I told my kids, I want you to do one sport and to be good at it. My daughter play violin, and because of that, she can play other instruments very good. The day before yesterday, my son's school has an award ceremony, and the coach said this really blessed my heart, and he said my son loves baseball and has a lot of knowledge about baseball. And Johanna plays softball, and she's doing pretty good. Do one thing. Whatever you do, be a good one. This is what Abraham Lincoln said. We as a Christian needs to spend time with the Lord daily so we will not be faded away. Because this world, all kinds of things happen and all kinds of people say all kinds of different things. And if we don't spend time with the Lord, we will be lost without knowing it. Let's continue Colossians chapter 2, start 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. Lord, I just thank you so much for you loves us so much, for you want to communicate with us, spend time with us all the time. Lord, I just thank you so much for you letting me, if we spend time with you, we will be satisfied and you will provide everything we need. Lord, I just ask you to bring peace to all your children's life and let your children bring peace to the unsaved. Lord, help us to pay attention to what our thoughts and what the things we say to ourselves and to others. Lord, let us be a person people want to see us, knowing we will encourage them, we will help them. We'll say, oh, I'm so happy to see you here. We want to be that kind of people because they know. We will pray for them, help them. Lord, we lift up our lives and our families and our friends and our neighbors to you. Help us be holy. Help us to resist evil. Help us to count blessings day in, day out. Help us to be joyful. Lord, we thank you for you are with us. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.